Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast whose favorite hobbies include rage quitting Madden and face swapping Penn Jillette and Pornhub videos. I'm your host, Mike. And on this episode, I have again the guys, the men, the myths, the slam dancers. The only difference is you will not find their stickers in a cereal box, but you will find it on the back of my laptop. We have Dave and Michael from the ever infamous Center Cut podcast. How are you?
Doing great. You said you put Penn's face in a porn? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I tried swapping the dick, but the face swapping like didn't work, and I ended up with his face. So
well, if you put Penn in, just make sure you tell her.
Oof.
All right, goodbye, everybody. I'm going home.
What a terrible joke. Sign off.
Yeah, that's the end of the show.
You're banned for the rest of the show.
We'll talk to you next week. But no, seriously, Dave, do you have anything to add to that intro?
What can I possibly have to add to that, Mike? We got the episode quota of Penn Jillette penis jokes.
Yeah,
so.
there's no more than two. I know we've a hard one in both ways is enough, but yeah, two is probably being egregious. So we're going to avoid that. But we are going to bracket off some pretty interesting things. We are going to bracket off people with strange hobbies. And before we do that, I would like you to tell everyone what you do over at the Center Cut besides talk about Penn Jillette's penis with me.
Yeah, so it's the Center Cut. We watch the beginning and end of movies and TV seasons, and we field listener questions to help us figure out the middle. It's a lot of fun, and Dave and I argue a lot.
A lot. Much more than we do on this show, oddly.
Yeah, I bring out the best in you usually. So I bring out the kindness. So it's kind of surprising. Yep.
That's the worst of me, not the best. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, everybody has to have a happy day sometimes. We can't all be angry all the time. That's reserved for Michael. Actually, Michael's pretty jovial most of the time. So
thank
I'm
you.
Just bullshit. You're an all right dude. But before before we go on with that, I will explain if people do not know what a whack bracket is. I will tell them we are asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We will bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show. Shush. I hit a glitch button there. Such as Michael and Dave, and we will bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. If you guys are ready, I will start the whack bracketing.
I'm so ready.
Let's knock it out.
Let's do this. People with strange hobbies, we are going to put a taxidermist up against some weirdo that draws animal erotica, and we're going to ask which one of these two is more likely to be tracked secretly by the FBI.
Let's hear it, Michael.
All right. So I think both are good answers. I really do. Now, if you're a taxidermist, you're into dead creatures and you can sew up said creatures and make them not smell. That requires a special kind of crazy to painstakingly pose a deceased squirrel in weird poses. You're definitely on a watch list of some sort if you do that, because a lot of that could be used for humans. Now, for the animal erotica, I guess I want to clarify, we're talking about, like, drawing zebra penises and anteater anus, correct?
I was thinking more like those weird, you've seen them, I think, before, where somebody will have, like, a mouse with, like, huge tits and a nice ass, and it's kind of arousing to you. But
nope, never seen that. No, that sounds like a you thing.
Yeah.
I immediately thought of Lola Bunny and I just couldn't even think of anything else after that. It's in my head forever. So and I'm happy about
the thing
it.
Is, like, if you're into drawing animal erotica, I imagine it's going to be, like, full detail, right? You're not drawing, like, stick figures. We're talking, hyper-realistic close-ups of porcupines giving badgers paw jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so if you can draw a beaver, you're either on the spectrum or you've fantasized about killing a sex worker. The FBI is deep, deep in your DMs. It's got to be drawing animal erotica. It's got to be.
Dave, what do you think?
Interesting. So I disagree. I think that if you are drawing like photorealistic character animal erotica, that that really doesn't matter at all.
It kind of matters a little bit.
If it was more, it matters a little, just a slight amount. But I'm thinking the way I see it is that it doesn't matter to the FBI. Why would the FBI give a shit if you drew a fucking bear with boobs and a dick?
Because it means you're weird. It means you're into weird things.
So what? A lot of people are into weird things.
They also blow up buildings.
Like I'm into Lola Bunny. That doesn't make me a fucking terrorist. Maybe. I'm glad to be there if that's the requirement.
If having a crush on Lola Bunny is a crime, then arrest me now, says Dave.
Now arrest everyone. After that first Space Jam movie, there's no way no one had any kind of feelings. I'm just calling that out right now. But the way I see it is that taxidermy is definitely a trait or hobby that someone could have that, like Michael said, could fit into a lot of different categories of something that the FBI would be concerned with. More and more, actually, big game hunting and stuff like that is prevalent, and criminal investigations are being taken into consideration of hunting endangered animals, things like that. So I think that a taxidermist, especially a really good one who is doing a lot of large stuff like that, could definitely be on a list because they could be involved in that kind of illegal activity. But I also think that taxidermy could be applied to, like Michael said, the human realm as well. So if we're talking about realistic animal erotica, FBI doesn't care about that, but they sure do care about taxidermy.
Well, I actually get to break a tie, which is going to be nice. Because you guys have been nice to each other. Now the claws are coming out with the animal erotica. We've got two different sides to this.
Do you want dead animals or horny animals?
We're both. You know? Mm-hmm. Dead, horny animals. If they die with a chub, then does it really matter? So with that said, taxidermist versus someone who draws animal erotica. First off, there was a big phase, I think it was in the 30s. I did a little research on this, and I didn't take notes on it because it was a little too creepy, but apparently there was some guy who was a big taxidermist who used to make dioramas and things with dead animals. He had one with a bunch of rabbits, and it's just really wild shit. So yeah, if you Wikipedia up taxidermy, you'll find it pretty quickly. It's kind of frightening. But to me, a taxidermist is like that guy in a way because he's kind of like feels that paintings of animals are just for non-imaginative pussies, you know? And I'm pretty sure that every taxidermist probably follows QAnon, has at least one restraining order, and definitely knows about homemade explosives. Kids who draw animal erotica, usually that's the kid in the back of your class that has like half a shaved head and the other half of his hair goes down to his ass. He wore like an extra large army jacket. He's a kid whose dad didn't have the internet and actually knew how to hide his porn stash. So this kid has a bad imagination, and he can't imagine how to jack it. So he starts drawing. He sees girls in class. He sees Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He makes a leap, and then he's like, you can put those two together.
An obvious leap. What would this Ninja Turtle look like with tits? Obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
Turtle in a half shell. Boner power.
Let's go Total Recall and give him the tit and like the three tits, or let's just turn this whole thing. But that's where these weird kids do. But you know what? Eventually, he's a good artist, but at the time, he couldn't imagine girls being naked. He's just never seen anything, so he has to put in his own special sauce.
Yeah, there's naked animals everywhere.
You can flip over a dog in the backyard and go to town with your
imagination. But when you're a young kid, how are you going to find a naked woman? That's harder, much harder.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's hard to do when you're an ugly guy, too, trust me. So with that said, I do agree that with Dave here, and I do think that taxidermy lends itself to scarier people, whereas I just think that the animal erotica kid, he's just lonely and bored. He's just looking for a release.
I think the flaw in your logic is you're saying it's a kid. Nobody said this had to be a kid. We're talking adults that draw animal dicks.
I'm going to make a leap of faith here. I'm going to make an assumption that if you started drawing animal erotica, you did it as a kid. So as an adult, you spent so much time into your animal erotica, you don't have time to kill and stuff and display animals in a weird way.
Also, even if we are referring to it as a kid and we make that comparison to a child who is doing taxidermy, that is 10 times more frightening.
Yeah, it's probably more frightening to have a child doing taxidermy than an adult. So, yeah. This kid's definitely on the list. So, yeah, I think Taxidermist is going to go into the next round. Sorry, Michael. But you can be redeemed here because I know you have some history. Mm-hmm. You've got a story you want to tell about one of these hobbies. Mm-hmm. And that hobby is doll collecting. So we're going to put doll collectors against people who are furries. And we're going to ask which one of these two people are more likely to have a raging case of OCD.
I request to hear Michael's story before I offer my answer.
Okay, that's fine.
Request accepted.
All right, so I sell old books on eBay. Now, recently, so I'm an eBay master, something like one. Now, recently, my wife's parents cleaned out their attic and found a bunch of my wife's American doll and accessories from when she was a child. I sold it all on eBay for her. Here is an exchange with a crazy doll collecting woman that is very pertinent to this discussion. So this first message came out of nowhere. This was after this woman purchased one of the items, which was like a sailor outfit. I tend to believe that people who sell used items always make sure that the items are in the best shape they can be. I'm good at depilling, and even without bleach, making them a little more bright. I saw the value in the item, so I bought it. Please wear a mask, no matter your political affiliation. That's message one.
Okay.
Now, after she received the item, this was the first message. Hi, I just opened up the package. It seems to be missing the pamphlet that goes along with the outfit, which has way more pilling than I'm used to seeing. No hard feelings. Just think the price was higher than it should have been without the pamphlet, the dull color, and severe pilling. The hat's ribbon seems to be frayed, although I'm going to work with it with anti-fry liquor and good scissors and hope I can prevent further fraying. Okay. I responded with some, you know, some niceties and so forth. Her response was, no worries. It's an awesome outfit. We found the pamphlet in the bottom of a garbage sack. All is good. Have a nice day. Now, an hour later, I received another message. It's hilarious that I asked my hubby to dig to the bottom of a garbage sack that was filled with, all in caps, garbage. But I was remiss in not clearing out the envelope, which I usually do. I was excited to get the dress soaking in borax, hydrogen peroxide, and Tide detergent. I forgot the borax the first time, so I'm going to do it again. I need to get a sharper razor to shave off pills. Mine all have the moisturizing balm on them, so they will just grease up the garment. Thanks again. What the hell is wrong with this psychopath?
Can I say three things, and then I'll let you finish? Thing number one, this starts out, I was waiting for the story to end up like an Eminem song called Stan. Secondly, well, I've lost my train of thought. I'm completely baffled by this, but yeah, this is, I really had like three things and I've lost it. All I can remember is this, I know where you're going. Oh, second thing, I would argue maybe she doesn't have OCD if she didn't fucking look through the entire box first.
I mean, that's a fair point, but what kind of psycho, like, messages this random shit and, like, bleaches with multiple levels of chemicals to clean a little doll's dress and then shaves it with her own leg razors? I don't, like, okay, furries, sure, like, they probably hang up their tiger costume in a particular way and they brush their pony mane in a specific manner. Do they shave their six-year-old girl doll sailor outfit with the same Venus razor that they shave their legs with? This is case closed. Case closed.
Dear Michael, thank you for selling me the suit from this doll. It wasn't quite as bright as I thought it would be at all. I wanted to let you know about the borax, and now I'm off to not pay my state tax. Love, crazy doll lady.
Nope. No. I am stepping in here, you gentlemen, and I don't appreciate your tones. Here is a nice lady who just wants to find someone who appreciates her hobby as much as she does. So she's just reaching out thinking that someone who's selling a bunch of shit on eBay has some knowledge or experience with the stuff that they are selling. She's just trying to make a friend. And if you're making an argument that she's going crazy over a doll, so you take 20 minutes before we record to hang up like old egg cartons and sheets behind you to increase our audio quality by 2%.
And it took a shower too.
But this lady who's putting some effort into her hobby is some kind of crazy douchebag. Both of you are ridiculous. This lady has a hobby that she cares about. And so what if she's OCD or she likes to make sure that it's the highest quality possible? It's something that she enjoys. Just be nice. She didn't say anything. She was super nice to the thing. She didn't say anything mean. She wasn't like, fuck you, you idiot, for not pointing out where the pamphlet is or sending me low quality garbage trash. She was just like, oh, it wasn't quite as good as I thought, but I think I can work with it. I'm really excited about it. So fuck you guys. I like this lady. Send me your email.
So the question is, I'm not even sure who we voted or how we voted yet, but this has been fun. So Michael, do you want to touch on a furry at all?
Yeah, I touched on them. I don't want to touch them anymore. They're just too...
Okay, fair enough. So crazy OCD ladies and dog collector Dave. Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, I would also argue that it's got to be doll collectors when it comes to OCD. There are a lot of different versions of OCD and a lot of different symptoms that people can have of it. But I think the most common one is cleanliness and organization. And I think that keeping a furry costume clean and proper is probably near impossible if anyone's ever been a mascot or anything like that for any high school. So I think that a doll collector is going to put much more time into making everything clean and organized, things like that. I think a furry would have a really hard time being OCD.
All right. So fresh and so clean. And with that said, I would probably agree with both of you. And as much as I would love to talk about this lady the entire podcast, I think we ought to have a fictional story about this lady buying different things on eBay. I think it would be great. But sadly, we can't talk about her any longer. We'll at least wrap this question up. I'm not really weirded out by being a furry. I know that some people are. I'm like, yeah, I think it probably doesn't bother me because I used to reimagine Farrah Fawcett and Charlie's Angels as being like a female Chewbacca.
Oh.
But doll collecting, yeah, my aunt used to keep dolls. And she used to collect them and she used to set them up in her room. And she actually used to take a Cabbage Patch Kid around with her and treat it as her child. The Cabbage Patch Kid's name was Logan Michael, I'm pretty sure.
You were named after the Cabbage Patch Child?
I was not. But she had this Cabbage Patch doll and she made a big deal about it. Well, this is when Cabbage Patch Kids, you guys are probably too old to remember this, but they were a hot shit for a half a minute. And my mom made me stand in line one day and used to have to stand in line, get Cabbage Patch Kids. We got a couple. And literally, you just grabbed whichever one you got. You couldn't, like, look through them because it was a mad dash. And this is the way that Black Friday used to be. And I guess it still is. I'm too old to fuck with that shit anymore. But I grabbed a doll. My mom grabbed a doll. We went outside and we checked them out because they all look a little different. And they're dressed a little different. And they have fake birth certificate. And the doll I got wasn't named the same, but looked identical to the doll my aunt had. And when my aunt saw this other doll that looked just like her doll, that she was treating as a small child, she like lost every bit of her shit. I've never seen a grown woman freak out more than I have. She's like, I can't believe this. She was so upset with me for grabbing this doll.
So she was angry?
She was angry and hurt that Xavier Roberts would sell an identical doll from the Cabbage Patch, not realizing these things are mass produced, but she's a fucking idiot. But she also used to send my mom witchcraft shit, and she's crazy. Yeah, it's I come from a whole line of crazy, but she's at the end of that line. But yeah, she was a doll collector and she had some weird shit. So yeah, I think that she probably has raging every weird possible thing that a human could have. So I'm going to totally be on board with doll collecting as well.
All right.
Nailed it.
So, doll collector versus taxidermist. Final question being, which one of these two is more likely to have a TikTok video with over 1 million likes?
Oh, boy. That's another toughie. You really roll out these hard final questions.
Well, I had an easy final question, but then you rebuffed Michael and I's angry advances and made us clean up and sanitize our final question to something remotely acceptable to our PG-13 rating.
Dave's the nicest of the three of us.
He is the moral compass of both of our shows.
That's obvious after your guys' total misbetrayal of that poor woman who's collecting American Girl doll costumes. So I am going to have to say doll collector. The only reason being, you know, if you asked more likely to have a TikTok with the most followers, I would argue for taxidermy just so there were 1 million millennials who were on there just to destroy this person all day, every day to try and get them to stop harming animals. But if they are looking for likes. I'm going to say the doll collector is going to make more sense. It can be nostalgic depending on the types of videos they're posting for people back their childhood, things like that, good or bad. But I think that is going to be relatively nostalgic and people aren't going to love seeing taxidermy stuff and they're going to get a lot of negative feedback.
All righty. Doll collector. Michael, what you got?
No. If I've learned anything since I started podcasting, it's that motherfuckers into some macabre shit and a how to stuff your dead parakeet video would start trending and people would just kill their birds just so they could get in on the newest challenge. 1,000% believe that it would be a taxidermist. There is absolutely not one cool or hip thing about collecting dolls and their paraphernalia. The only fun thing to ever come from dolls is that Aqua song. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything about dolls sucks. One? That's the one. Yeah. It's gonna be a taxidermist.
I don't believe you got me to fucking sing the Barbie doll song.
That was pretty dope, actually. That is one song I've heard, but I couldn't have pulled out of thin air, so I'm impressed with both of you. Oh, and yeah, the first person I'm going to have on my music podcast will be Dave, and we'll let him do let him sing every song. How's that?
The highest possible voice I could do.
Dope AF. So with that said, I get to break a second tie, and I'm pretty excited about this. I'm glad to see you guys going at each other's throat here. Both of these are probably some creepy ass people. But doll lady versus taxidermist. Doll, we assume it's a lady. I guess theoretically it could be a guy, but we'll stick with doll lady.
Every single doll item I sold was to a woman based on their username on eBay. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Based on their username, well, you know what? Leslie from Patriot. Patriot shout out to anybody that watches Patriot. Nobody gets that but Michael and I and maybe one other person. And if you do, please send me an email at ilovepatriot2@whackbrackets.com. We'll have a viewing party with Michael. Side note. So with that said, let's get back to the whack bracketing. We have doll collector, taxidermist. We have a split. Who is more likely to have a million likes on a TikTok video? Doll collector lady, taxidermist. Taxidermist, as Michael said, I don't think that this is going to necessarily be a challenge where people are killing their parrots and stuffing them, because that could be problematic. I've seen how some of those bucket challenges turned out. I can only imagine how bad a parrot killing and stuffing challenge would turn out. But I still think the taxidermist is most likely to post videos. Again, it'd be like, hey man, watch this. Yeah, this is a possum I found on the side of the road. I hit him, but I knew I could correct his bones and make a good taxidermy product out of him. So here is me correcting this poor little man's breakages, and this is me sewing him up and making him look like he never had a gash in his forehead. Whereas, like, the doll collector lady, she is not even likely on TikTok. I'm an old man. I'm not on TikTok. I don't give a fuck. I do have a TikTok account, but I don't know what the hell. But old doll collector lady, she's too busy collecting dolls. Now, I would say this, Dave. I think that someone could take a video of her doll collection and it could get a million likes, but that's not her. I think that she doesn't even have the TikTok. She's not on there. Taxidermy guy has the TikTok. He's doing weird shit. It's going to be one of those things where people are liking the video. They may be disgusted by it, but everybody enjoys a ridiculous character, and I think taxidermy personality guy would probably have a better likability level on TikTok. So I'm going with taxidermist as well.
Hell yes. I will also say this, though. Had it been animal erotica in the final, that would have been an easy yeah. win, because big thing that we've learned since posting things on Instagram is the best performing pictures and videos we make all involve cartoon cocks and other phallic alternatives. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's apparently everyone that is on Instagram are just horned up motherfuckers, like nothing better to do but tap to like our penis pictures. So that would have been the real winner. But I think taxidermy was the winner out of what we had here.
Well, fortunately, we're all winners today because we had Dave and Michael on as guests again. And I'd love to have you guys on as always. And thank you for helping me pick the taxidermist as the Whack Bracket champion in this Weird Hobbies podcast. But why don't you tell people how to reach out to you on the Instagrams, Tweeters, etc., and tell us whatever the hell you want to.
Yeah, we are everywhere you would think we would be, including OnlyFans. Just kidding. No, we do have a Facebook, The Center Cut Cast, Twitter and Instagram at The Center Cut. We're on YouTube. You could send us an email at thecentercutcast@gmail.com. We are wherever you want us to be, so come check us out and stay for a while.
Are we really on YouTube, though? We haven't put out a YouTube video in like 17 episodes, Dave.
That's true. There are a lot of work and like two people are watching them, and that doesn't make sense to me. Someday we'll start posting
videos.
Yeah,
don't give out false information. Just go to our Instagram and Twitter. That's really where we drive the traffic.
Yeah, Instagram is the prime time one for sure. Hit up that. Absolutely.
Well, that is perfect because people can do the same for me. They can go to the Instagrams and the Tweeters. That's where I do most of my damage. I'm on all the other shit, but you probably won't hear from me for a while. If you want to send me an email, tell us what we've done right and wrong. That's great. You can tell us Dave has falsetto instead of falsetto at whackbrackets.com. We will take that. And that's pretty much it. You can send it to Crazy Doll Collector Stan at whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. Again, I said this last time. I'll say it again. If you like us, let us know how we did. And maybe give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Check out The Center Cut. Give those guys a review as well. If you're going to give us a bad review, go give it to somebody else. I mean, we're trying hard, man. We may fuck up a lot of shit, but we're trying. So give us some love. Just dab a little. So with that said, thank you very much, Dave, Michael. Love having you guys on. This is always a pleasure of mine. Not a self-pleasure, but a pleasure. And I can do that without you guys. So with that said, thank you guys again, and I will get out of here, and I will let you take us out, so we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for having us, Mike. You're the best. We love everybody. Please.
I have a date with Lola Bunny. Goodbye.